Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, hot new products for your home. All right, guys, it's always exciting to kind of keep track of newer products that have hit the market and kind of see which ones really take off and which ones are things that people are going to want and ask for going forward when they buy or build a new home. Now, as of recording this episode, I have not been to IBS yet. It's still a couple weeks away. I'm excited for that. So hopefully this is just a little teaser, a little nugget for you, some temptation on all the really great content that I'm going to have for you guys after I return from the International Builders Show and those hundreds of thousands of square feet of cool product and innovations. All right, so let's talk about some new products that have hit the market that are kind of cool and exciting. And hopefully I can spend a little more time on a few of these after I visit the show. All right, first one on the list, Kohler has come up with a new shower system, and it's called the Statement Shower. This is a oblong-shaped showering system. So it's an oblong-shaped shower head. It's got an oblong-shaped control mechanism. So kind of think of like an oval or kind of like a pill design to it. Looks very different from a lot of the other things that are out there. So that's partly why it's new and noteworthy. But what's also interesting about it is, again, it has the newer technology for the digital control, but it also has a deep twist massage spray on it. So that sounds kind of interesting, like a different type of experience when you're taking a shower. So yeah, that sounds cool. It looks cool as well. So check that out. That might be of interest to you. Another company that has some interesting product is Miele. They make appliances. And one of the things that they've created that is pretty interesting is they have a whole suite of these built-in appliances. They call them Generation 7000. And they're basically really cool-looking, modern built-ins, but they do very specific tasks that maybe you wouldn't have a built-in for normally. So again, if you have a larger kitchen, higher-end kind of a setup, or if you're in the building industry and you have a higher-end client, this might be of interest to you. They offer a whole bunch of different things, from a steam oven, so you can just have a built-in steam oven. You can have a really high-end built-in coffee machine, or you can put in a vacuum sealer as well on top of your other, built-ins like a regular microwave or things like that. So I think that's pretty interesting, and they're all kind of the same size, and so you can kind of put these, all next to each other potentially, or you can separate them out throughout the kitchen. But if you have a little bit more, especially upper cabinet space, this is kind of an interesting idea or an interesting product, and it gives you some additional conveniences within the kitchen. The other thing you could do is if you're doing sort of that prep kitchen, I know a lot of people are starting to do those where you have your main kitchen area, which is kind of almost decorative in nature, and then you go around the corner and you have your little prep kitchen where, you kind of have all the, you do all the dirty work basically, and your friends and family can't see your mess. You could also put those in there and use that also for like your utility area. So like, again, you can put things like your can openers in there, and then you put all these built-ins and your mixers and stuff like that. And then you do your dirty work behind the scenes. All right. The next product, kind of an interesting, very specific use, but it's new and noteworthy, and I think it is a great idea because this can be a pain in the butt for a lot of builders. But Simpson has made a door. It's called a clip door. And what it is it's a door with an angle cut into the end of it. And then it also has, like, the door frame has the angle in it as well. And you're like, well, why would you want that? Well, very simply, if you have any type of home, especially on the second floor, and you're trying to build out over a gable or you're building out over a garage, a lot of times you have an angled roof that you're dealing with. And a lot of times, you know, you got to put that door at the highest part. And sometimes those rooms just don't have quite the full ceiling height because of the design. And the door gets clipped. And if you ever tried to like install a door and then like try and cut it at a 45 degree angle, and how do you do a door frame? It's a pain in the butt. So this kind of solves a big issue for people. And you can order these and have several different versions and angles and clips for the door. So it really helps you create, you know, that room and that bonus space that you might not be able to get. All right, the next one on the list, our friends at Brohn have made the list with their Overture product. This is really cool. If you've listened to earlier podcasts, I have talked about it. I just appeared. I was actually their second guest ever on their podcast, which is pretty awesome. But Brohn has created this active air monitoring system called Overture. And basically, there's a lot of different ways that this can work. You just plug the device in. It will actually monitor your air quality in real time. So you can connect it through an app and check it out and make sure that you're getting proper air quality in your home. But it goes further than that, besides just letting you know. Like a lot of times, like here's why it's neat. You don't realize some of the stuff you're doing to your home is really hampering your air quality. For example, you start spraying a bunch of disinfectant around and maybe feel like you're killing germs, but it's also putting a lot of aerosol in your home and then wrecking your air quality. So it'll monitor that and give you warning. So you can kind of learn actively what things you're doing that are good for your house and what things are not. In addition, though, this automatically will trigger different devices in your home depending on how you set it up. So for example, let's say you have one of these in your bathroom and all of a sudden like, wow, the humidity level is getting out of control. Okay, it will automatically turn the sensor on to the fan and turn the fan up. Or if you have a multi-stage type fan or something like that, it'll kick it on. Or if you have a heat recovery ventilator, it will automatically fire that device up and start giving you fresh air exchanges in your home. So it can work behind the scenes without you even thinking about it. That's pretty cool. Again, same thing like if you're in a bathroom and you're putting on the old school aerosol hairspray, it's going to sense the air quality dropping and boom, it's going to kick up those fans. So I think that's a really neat system. It not only provides some education and some peace of mind for homeowners, but it also, you know, will automatically be a smart system and start working in the background to improve the quality of your setup. All right, some other new products that are noteworthy. Legrand has come out with a product. It's called the Wave Switch. So again, you know, COVID changes people's minds, freaks people out about germs, stuff like that. So if you don't want to pass germs around through your home, or you can put these in office buildings, they made what's called the Wave Switch. So instead of hitting and touching a light switch that everybody else and their dirty fingers touches, they have a Wave Switch. Simply wave your hand in front of it and your light goes on. Simple, but a great product. All right, and last but not least, Oro, the company Oro, has made a 5-switch dimmer. And this is actually what's called a smart dimmer. It learns. This is pretty interesting. It's got AI in it, and there's a lot of interesting applications for this. It basically starts learning different patterns. It learns different behaviors in your home and then determines when a light would need to go on. So you can use sound. So if, like, let's say you have a party and there's lots of people in the room, there's lots of noise, it's going to know that it's got to keep the light on and keep it on at a higher level. Or if there's motion, you walk by it, boom, it turns the light on for you. Now it'll learn. So like if you walk by it every morning at 5:30 in the morning, it's going to start to know, hey, about 5:30 in the morning, I got to turn the lights on for these people. So it actually, the light will be on before you even step in front of it. And then it also, again, using the motion, it can do different things. Like again, if you walk by at 5:30 and then let's say you walk by it again at 7 and you're always turning it off, at some point it'll just be like, okay, 5:30 comes down to the kitchen, 7:30, whatever. Boom, we're going to turn the light off because you leave the room. but it also uses sound, it uses motion, in addition to the AI to create a pattern and make sure that the lighting works when you want it to work. Now, of course, you can always manually override and hit a button and turn your light on. Certainly interrupt the pattern, but it does start to learn your behaviors. Kind of cool, but, you know, kind of creepy at the same time. It's like, you know, this AI stuff is very, very intriguing, but it's like, you always wonder too with like the data and stuff like that. Is it like somebody gets a hold of that and they know what time you get up or what time you leave the house and stuff like that? I don't know. I definitely have talked to a group of people that are very worried about that kind of stuff, and other people think it's the coolest thing ever. So depending on where you fall on the spectrum, certainly is interesting and very noteworthy technology. And I think we're going to see a lot more with the AI coming in the future into a lot of home products. And whether that's good or bad will be determined. But again, neat stuff. So again, we got the Kohler, you know, statement shower, the Miele suite of Gen 7000 built-ins, the Simpson clip door, the Brohn Overture system, the Legrand wave switch, and the Oro 5 switch AI light switch as some new and noteworthy products. And then stay tuned for our IBS edition, the International Builder Show edition. We're going to have a whole bunch of different episodes coming out after I attend the show. Definitely make sure you tune into those and hear all the cool new, not only products, but trends in technology, design trends. I get you covered there with just about everything. So you're going to love it. It's one of my favorite times of the year, and just a ton of content coming down the pipeline for you guys coming after the International Builders Show. So make sure that you're subscribed and tune in so you don't miss a thing.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.